All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I mean, all right. I mean, it's all right. All right, all right, all right.
Here we go.
The ringtone. All right, here we go. Ready or not? Yeah, welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show. I am one of your hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Crystalfully Foo.
How about that? We are on episode 14. Like, mind is blown.
Yeah.
14 straight weeks of a podcast. Yeah. And we're going a little early today, and the reason is because it's a holiday. No, I'm just kidding. The reason is?
I'm going out of town tomorrow morning. Yeah, I got to get some last-minute stuff done before I go. Yeah, going back to, going to Omaha again.
Going to Omaha.
Steve, Laura, I'll see you in the morning. We'll go, we'll go to the Clancy's Pub, of course, like we always do.
Clancy's, and see the bartender.
See bartender Crystal and the manager Randy.
Randy.
And crew, yeah. So we'll be there. Randy and crew. Tomorrow, yeah.
Yep, that's exciting. Have you taken a peek at the weather?
Yes. I was actually, Steve texted me the other day, it was 104 there. It'll be, by Saturday, it'll be 79, 80.
Ah.
Of course, out there, what comes with that is a little humidity as the hotter it gets out there, right?
Yep.
And I think the last day when I'm there, I think I'm supposed to get some pretty good rain. Mm. So maybe I come back on Tuesday, maybe I don't. I don't know. We'll see.
You never know with these airlines, huh? What airline are you flying?
Southwest.
Southwest? Yeah, okay. They're pretty good on time. It's not not a super budget airline, but sometimes weather can't be controlled, and though that's fun, that's exciting. Yeah, you feel like you were just there. I mean, had to have been
2 months ago.
2 months ago, so that's your home away from home at this point, other than of course New York.
Right.
So today is June 26th. This will be our last podcast of June. Actually, next Thursday we got to talk about, because that's 4th of July. So
yes,
we got to figure out if we're going to do a podcast again, maybe a day early, or we do it on the holiday.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out later. Last podcast, 14th podcast. Yeah, it's insane. Today, for those of you who know, my buddy Matt Zimmerman, who is a potential, we might get a call in from him today. I've brought him up a few times.
Yeah.
Him and I did a radio show. We've done two radio shows. One was Savage Sports. It was on Blog Talk Radio. It was like a straight computer platform program, but we did it for like 2 years, and it was a blast. And we had call-ins and all that stuff. And Matt's one of the people I think you know too, and of course my buddy George is. Yeah. Today is like a holiday for me, because of the NBA draft.
Uh-huh.
So we're gonna try to get George on the phone here in a little bit.
That'd be great.
So yeah. George Thomas, my buddy, was a high school teammate of my brother's. They went to college together. George and I ended up becoming pretty good friends, really good friends over the years.
Yeah.
And I want to say I was probably, oh boy, I want to say 20, maybe 22 years old, we started doing a draft game.
Wow, that's that's a long time.
So that's what, 28 years ago, 28, 29, 30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So 30 years ago, we started this little draft challenge. Maybe he'll have some insight as to when it started. I want to say like 93.
Okay.
Maybe even 92. And it may even be earlier because I'm trying to judge when I met Julie and trying to put some pieces together in my brain. So what we do is, and I think you did a year or two with us.
I did a few of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I was out there the one year we did it.
You were out in Cape Cod, in Pine Lane, Buzzards Bay. Yeah. Mike was out and sitting at Queen Sewell Pond.
Yeah, Kelly and I came out
there. Yeah, Kelly, yeah. So what this NBA draft thing is and why this is one of my favorite days in the world, and this year is going to be no different, is what we do is we create our list. And I'm telling you, but I'm kind of telling the audience. Yeah. We create our list, our draft list. I actually have mine here. I'm not going to show it because George cheats, and he's going to – he's gonna see my list and change his. No, he doesn't. He doesn't cheat. He accuses me of cheating every year, but he doesn't cheat. So we make our draft list of who we think is gonna get drafted number one, two, three, four, all the way through two rounds.
Yep.
And what happens is, like we both had Wembanyama number one last year. Yeah. So if you pick the person in the correct spot, you get 10 points.
Yep.
If you get it in the wrong spot, say I had Wembanyama two, but he went one. I missed it by one space, so you're minus one. And we just keep a rolling tally throughout the draft, get to the end of the first round, and then it continues until all of your first round people have been picked, which is crazy because one year I had a player that I had like 27th and didn't even get drafted. Ooh. I had him in the first round. He didn't get drafted. Something happened the day before, and that smoked me because I was like 40 spots off, minus 40. So, but it's fun. Y'all... this year's a little bit different. We're going to talk about that. But usually you know the first couple or you know who's going to take what.
Usually.
This year is bananas.
Yeah.
Like there is no rhyme or reason. Mm-mm. I still hear people talking about the first pick. It could be one of two people. The consensus is the same guy, which I think George and I will probably have. I can't give too much information on this particular podcast. So anyway, we at one point we had a Burger King crown with the dates and who won.
Yeah,
and it, 1 year, it came down to a 1 point. One freaking point was the winner. In some years, it's absolute blowouts. We'll see. I'll see if George corroborates any of this information I'm giving now because it's been a lot of years. The streak, I have the streak of the most consecutive hits, 11.
I
hit
solid.
The first 11 picks of
solid.
An NBA draft.
Strong.
No matter how, and George still to this day says I bought my picks from somebody. Who sells their picks?
Right, like, for the draft.
Yeah, he said I bought my picks. But anyway, I hit the 11 in a row, and we've done everything. We've done them in person. We've done, you know, in college, we made it a drinking game. Like, you know, we had fun with it. 1 year, I had a little too much time on my hands, and I had this big, huge poster board.
Yeah.
And it had the number of the pick and the team logo and then the name covered. So it was like freaking Wheel of Fortune. I mean, it was like Family Feud. When the number one pick was announced, I'd rip it off and there it was.
Oh,
I had this, man.
We've awesome.
Done, we've done all kinds of crazy stuff. So we don't have a full tally of who's won the most and lost the most, but I bet you it's pretty freaking close.
I would believe so.
Yeah. And COVID threw us for a loop. It was almost a year we didn't do it. And actually, George saved the day because I was like, buddy, I can't. I was in the middle of doing some work stuff. Trent and I were buying storage units and I was knee deep. I couldn't, I didn't have my list done. I usually have it a couple days before, didn't have it done. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, it's been 25 years. You can't not do a list.
Right.
Let's just get it done. Just go. Yeah. So I did. I went home and so glad I did. So now the tradition continues. 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock East Coast time.
Yes.
And that's the draft, man.
Draft. Two day draft this year.
And right.
Tomorrow's earlier. I think tomorrow is 4 o'clock Eastern and 1 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. It's I don't understand.
Yeah.
Is that a revenue thing? Like, why are they making it 2 days when there's only 58 picks, whatever it is?
Maybe because the first round's prime time.
60 picks.
Right. So maybe not so much interest in the rest of the draft.
Yeah, the second round is
prime
two minutes.
Yeah.
It flies by.
Yeah.
NBA, I'm not feeling it. Throwing that out there. Let's keep it one day. I mean, the second round takes an hour and a half. You know, it's really weird. So I'm excited tonight. Julie and I, one of our friends here, Brett, our trainer, gifted us a staycation at the Red Rock. Yeah, so we're going to be up at the Red Rock Casino, and we'll probably go down to the sports book and hang out and get a piece of pizza from our favorite pizza place. The Side Piece is
very nice place.
Really good pizza, East Coast flavor.
Yeah.
So what do you know about this year's draft? What do you not know? What are you excited to see? Or do you even care?
I care a little bit. Yeah, I mean, when I get home, I got to do some last-minute stuff, of course, but I'll have the TV on. But yeah, like you says, I don't think the number one pick is a lock this year from what we're hearing. You know, and that with that Alex Sarr, right? He's been projected the number one pick for the longest time, but maybe not now, right?
Zachariah Richar is, or however you say, Richar.
Richar and Shepard's, people are high on Shepard, right?
Yeah.
And you know, look, I know Alex Sarr, what is he, 19? He's young, right? Another young kid. I had to go look at some stuff for him just so I know about him a little bit.
Yep.
And everything I saw, Dan, didn't see much film or highlights, whatever they did with him on rebounding or on ball defense. Everything was weak side offense. Defense coming off the weak side blocking shots.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he's got a shot for a big guy, right? All these big guys nowadays have a shot. He can shoot from outside. Looked like he could pass a little bit, but I found it interesting what I was watching. It was a 15-minute piece what I was watching.
Yeah.
Didn't see much rebounding or on ball defense. So I don't know.
Now, in that piece, did they mention that he didn't even work out for the Atlanta Hawks?
It was music. There was no audio, no talk. It was a music piece for 15 minutes. But that's what I noticed. So obviously the NBA knows what this kid
did. Sure. They saw more
than what I saw.
Listen, it sounds like the first, I'd say the first three picks, like you said, Shepard, first three picks are pretty solid NBA players. I mean, you never know. I mean, I hate to bring this up, seeing as we're in Las Vegas and all, but you know, you got your Anthony Bennett's and you got your, there's busts, man. Yeah. There's busts.
It's going to happen.
And we've had some foreign players, some foreign-born players that Dario Saric,
Darko Milicic. He was number two to the Pistons. We talked about that before. Yeah.
I mean, so there's no guarantee, but I think at this point in the, I don't even want to say growth of the foreign game, because the foreign game is out of this world good right now, is I think it's pretty hard to screw up a foreign player at this point. I mean, NBA scouts live overseas. Yeah. Every single team has multiple scouts that live overseas.
Yeah.
So they're if they're in the conversation of these top picks, they're legit and they're going to be big time. But let's do this. Let's throw the headphones on.
Calling George.
We're gonna get George on early.
I love it.
And he said he's stuck in traffic. We're going to find out more about that in a minute. I hope he has good reception. He's Verizon guys. Let's give George Thomas from Falmouth, Massachusetts, a call.
Hello?
All right, buddy. Here it is. You are live on the Doo-Doo and Foo Show. What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm good. I just let the audience know about our history with the draft and some of the fun, crazy stuff we've done over the years. And so I thought, what better day to have GT10 join the show than on draft day? So what do you think? I've already joked around with the audience. I can't give my picks because if George hears them, that's an unfair advantage. So don't tell me your picks, but what's your overall take on the draft this year?
It's just all in the air, up in the air. I've actually got four different drafts done. I don't know which one I'm turning in. So I'm hoping to hear something, you know?
Yeah, no.
Because, hey, look, if Atlanta could make, that's why I got four of them.
Yeah,
I'm hoping to get information about that before I turn one in, you know?
Yeah, that's what Mikey was just saying. And I was actually telling the audience, I don't know if you remember, Mikey did 2 or 3 years with us in the draft. He submitted a list.
Remember, I was out there the 1 year, George. Remember that? Kelly and I went out there. Yeah,
so we've and of course, I was saying, I don't know, let's get your take. Let's see how much you back up what I just said. I think we've been doing this close to 30 years. Is that pretty accurate?
I was pretty sure it's close to 35.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. 35 years.
I want to say probably around 88.
Wow. Yeah.
87, 88.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I would guess.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that nuts? That's so awesome. We've been going that long.
Think about it. Think about maybe you've probably already been doing maybe 4 or 5 years at least before Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it was well before Pierce. Yeah. Yeah. When Pierce slipped in the draft.
Some of the old timers were. Oh, well, how about...
I'll tell you this real quick. It was 96 when I was out there.
96. So
you guys were doing it well before that.
Oh, we were doing it well before that.
So there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's... Wow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. 87, 88, Jimmy.
Holy smokes. I mean, that is unbelievable. And I said, I actually was just telling the story about 3 years ago. I was like, dude, I can't do it. I don't have a list. I'm busted. I'm in the middle of moving freaking... storage units, and you were like, bro, what are you doing? Like, just slap something together. And I'm glad I did keep the streak alive.
Just print out ESPN, whatever you want.
Well, and now here's the next part I want you to hold me to. I said, you know, the record for the most consecutive hits is 11, and you still to this day swear that I bought that list from somebody. So tell the audience where I bought it from.
Well, I was trying to figure that out. I don't know if it's some Vegas guy or Sam, but, you know, someone.
It couldn't have been right. Me. Yeah, it couldn't have been just me. Yeah, no, it's exciting. I was just kind of saying, Julie and I are heading up to the Red Rock. We got a suite up at the resort up there, and we're going to be hanging out at the sports book. I got my list ready to fire over at about 5 minutes to 5 our time, 5 minutes to 8 your time. And I have a funny feeling that we're not going to have a lot in common this year. I think this is going to be the year we have the least. Yeah. Well, your list 1 to 4 might be different. I mean, other than even the top pick.
It depends on which one I send you.
Let's do this. There's one pick that we can talk about. I think we can all talk about. All right, that won't ruin either of our. I believe. Well, maybe
don't,
I'm wrong.
Don't say number 2.
No. I'm gonna say number 56. Who do you have going to the Lakers at 56?
I know where you're going with this.
55, right?
Is it 55?
Well, four. Lost
yeah,
but anyways, yeah.
Yeah, I have 49 as a no pick and 59 right. as a no pick. So, yeah, 56, 55.
But anyway.
The Lakers.
They're going to take Bronny.
Yeah, I do too. All right, so there you go. I think both of us are going to get 10 points on that pick.
Yeah, I mean, the only other team is possibly Miami.
Yep, yeah.
Okay.
With the thought of bringing LeBron back, you know.
Mm-hmm. I still think late 40s, early 50s, a team could take them and hold them hostage for some picks, you know, get something better with L.A. I don't discount that, but I think we'd be a fool in this competition to not put them there because you got to put likely picks where likely picks are going to happen, you know.
Best we can do.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a goofy draft. I'm excited for it. The 2 days, I'm not loving. I just think it's, again, it's, I don't understand the second day. So let's hash this out right now. This is the rules committee. Me and you, Mike, you will be the tiebreaker. So what do we do at the end of tonight? Are we able to rework the rest of the draft before the second day starts?
Yeah.
All right.
But I say, obviously, you know. Can't pick someone a second time.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, after the first round's done, So we'll have a second day. I don't like it. I do not like the second day of the draft.
I didn't read up on it and know why they're doing it, but it's different for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's might be a little easier keeping track.
Oh, it will, yeah. Yeah, because it gets late. It gets late, and after a couple Kool-Aids, you start to lose track. You start to nod off, all those things. So I got two questions for you before we let you go. Number one is, who is the greatest ball handler in the history of the NBA?
Got to be Kyrie.
Kyrie?
Yeah. I mean, he basically just runs around in the ball.
So yeah. It's on a string.
Bounces next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little slice of me thought you'd had some Kenny Anderson in you just because you're a Georgia Tech fan.
I put him at like three.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because of the same thing. And then you got, what was that guy's name? There's another one there. Can't think of his name.
You got some Pistol Pete's. You got some odd ones, you know, Jason Williams and all those. But Kyrie's a safe pick. That's a legit number one.
So
the second question is, we're going to test your trivia knowledge here. What is the national animal of Scotland? Do you know this one, Mike?
That one I do not.
You don't know?
No.
You're not Scottish?
No.
Not the slightest.
I'll go sheep.
It's a great guess, but it's a unicorn.
How can that be?
Isn't that bananas?
How can
the
that
national
be?
How can animal that be? Of Scotland is a unicorn, something that doesn't exist.
It's Porzingis.
Porzingis. Oh boy, now you just led me into my the next segment of our show too. I'll fill you in on that later, but apparently Porzingis came up this weekend at my we'll keep George on the phone. I'll start this one off. I had a 50 and over basketball tournament. It was a national tournament. Teams from Chicago, Detroit, San Diego, New York, two from Hawaii, Arizona, Oregon. I mean, some of the best 50-plus players in the world, in the country. And I got to play on a team. We were called the Motown Cactus because half of our team is from Detroit, half is from Phoenix.
There we go.
So Motown Cactus, and they picked me up. And first game of the tournament, I go 9 for 9. I hit all 9 shots. I hit like 4 free throws. 2 of the 9 were threes. And I'm dominating the game. We played a team from Houston, Texas, and we smoked them. And I had one of the best games I've probably had in 20 years. And there's a guy getting ready to shoot a corner three, and I'm in the paint defensively, and I close out, and I block his shot into the next court. A three. And everybody starts chanting, Porzingis. So for the rest of the tournament, every court I go on, I got people watching me to see how many block shots I'm going to get. And I don't know. My body responded. I'm almost 52, and I was jumping out of the gym. Now, listen, 5 games later, I couldn't walk. I couldn't. For 2 days, I haven't been able to. You could have put me in a wheelchair. But I tell you what, for those 5 games, we ended up in fourth place. We beat the eventual champs in pool play. But, man, what a freaking tournament.
And hence the name Doodoo. If you go back to episode 1, find out the nickname. There you go.
Well, listen, on one call here, I got George is the original funnel, and Mikey is the West Coast version of the funnel. Like, if there's two people in this world that know what the word funnel means, it's one's on the line and one's sitting right in front of me. That's crazy. Good stuff. All right, bud. Well, I'll be contacting you in about a little less than 3 hours, and we'll see what happens. All right, man.
Hi, right, George.
Sounds good. We'll see you.
From
you. Yep.
Take care.
Bye. See ya. You know what the interesting part about the Kyrie is?
Yeah.
Remember when we did that episode with the ball handling?
Mm-hmm.
And who did we say like great at? Because, you know, that's off the cuff. And when you do, you're trying to think real quick. And we always say, when we get home, we'll think of somebody.
Yeah.
Who's the guy when we got home? The guy that told you? I said, you forgot about Kyrie.
Yeah.
George brings up Kyrie.
How do you forget Kyrie, too? I mean, he does have that ball on a string.
Yeah.
It's just a random question to see what somebody thinks. But, for those that don't know, Georgia Tech is George Thomas's GT, Georgia Tech, George Thomas.
Yeah.
So he's just a diehard Georgia Tech fan. Yeah. So I thought for sure, like you said, you know, Kenny Anderson had that ball on a string too, and he had him at that three spot. But yeah, that's he still thinks I bought those 11 picks.
He thinks there's somebody out here with a so-called tout sheet.
Right.
Right.
There's a Vegas sharp out here that does NBA draft lists and sells them, and somehow I found the courage and the money to buy one. You know what I mean? But no, I hit 11 hits in a row. I had 110 points.
I don't think the top 11 executives in this year's draft can round that up and be consistent on that one.
It was lightning in a bottle. Yeah. It was one of those things. I don't think anybody could ever do that. Yeah. But the NBA draft, super exciting. Got a couple rapid fires for you here.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you about this person. You're going to see if you can tell me who it is.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Yep.
This person started their career with the Houston Rockets, later played for the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Lakers and the San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, geez, he stayed right in that same area.
Won a whole bunch of championships. That's your clue.
Started with the Rockets, went to the Spurs.
Won championships with the Rockets, Lakers, and Spurs.
Robert Horry.
Got it. That was a good one. All right, let's see if we can... stump him. He's 1-0. I'm already looking for...
Might be the only one I get.
Nah. Here we go. Let's go... all right. Started his career with the Boston Celtics. Was traded to the Toronto Raptors. Then the Denver Nuggets.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tough one. I tell you, that's a tough one.
Later signed with the Minnesota Timberwolves as a free agent. Then left the Wolves to play with the Detroit Pistons, where he won a ring as a starter.
He won the ring with the Pistons.
That's a big hint there.
Drafted by the Celtics. Won the ring with the Pistons.
I want to say he was either the third or sixth pick.
Ooh.
The other pick, if he was the third, the sixth pick was Ron Mercer in that draft
that
with
year
the Celtics.
There.
Yeah. Drafted by the Celts,
yeah.
Ended up with the Pistons, and started on that winning Pistons team. Piece of cake. I have a feeling your dad's yelling at the screen right now.
No, it's escaping me.
Chauncey Billups.
Oh, Chauncey. Yeah. Geez,
Colorado
right.
Buffaloes. Yeah. I didn't realize he played for that many teams.
I figured he played for Toronto.
Toronto blew my mind. I didn't know he went from... I don't remember him going from the Celtics to Toronto.
And that's why when you said
I remember
Boston,
Denver.
Yeah.
I remember a little bit vaguely of the Timberwolves. I don't even remember the Timberwolves, to be honest with you. I didn't know he did all that before he got to the Pistons.
Yeah, no. I totally don't remember Toronto for some reason.
Oh, that's a tough name. I don't think you'll get that one. One of the most traveled NBA players in history. This is news to me. Started playing with the San Antonio Spurs, Charlotte Hornets, Boston Celtics, Golden State Warriors, Los Angeles Clippers, Toronto Raptors, Philadelphia 76ers, New Jersey Nets, Vancouver Grizzlies, Houston Rockets, Vancouver, Memphis Grizzlies, Utah Jazz, San Antonio Spurs. What journeyman big man am I? I mean, I'm not even going to leave you with it. He was drafted 43rd in the draft by the Spurs in 1990. Surprisingly, scored 34 points in a game for the Grizzlies in 1998.
Man.
Went to Maryland. Tony Massenberg.
Yeah, Massenberg. Yeah, I forgot all about Tony Massenberg. Yeah.
He played for half the league.
Yeah, I remember watching him in college. Yeah.
Can you imagine the retirement package that guy's got?
Great college player.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Oh, phenomenal. Yeah. In Maryland? Yeah, he was a beast. Let's see. I'll give you one more. I like that Chauncey Billups one. And I don't think you'll... There's a couple... There's a Sam Cassell one. There's a... All right, this is a good one. This is a real good one.
Okay.
Drafted by the Orlando Magic, was quickly traded to the Golden State Warriors. Later in his career, traded to the Washington Bullets and the Sacramento Kings. Multi-team all-star. Who is he?
My first instinct was Otis Smith until you said multi-team all-star.
Drafted 1993.
Yeah, by Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. All right, let's break that one down. Yep. Drafted by Orlando and quickly traded to the Golden State Warriors.
So that sounds like a draft day trade.
Yep.
Magic to the Warriors draft day.
Finished with the Bullets and the Kings, multi-year all-star.
Yeah, no, I don't know. That's a good one, Dan.
They traded, Otis Thorpe was traded for him.
Yeah, that one I don't know. I remember Thorpe playing for a couple teams, so I don't know what trade that would have been with Thorpe.
Played at University of Michigan.
Because Thorpe was,
University of Michigan?
Yeah. The Orlando, being drafted by Orlando and draft day trade to Golden State's what's throwing me. Not Tim Hardaway. Tim Hardaway?
Nope.
No. I don't even know if Tim Hardaway didn't even, he played at UTEP, never mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he played with Tim Hardaway.
At Michigan? I mean, at
Golden State.
At Golden State?
It's the power forward. Chris Webber.
Oh, Webber. Oh, you're right, yeah. See, I forgot all about Webber being drafted. You're right, because that was draft day trade. You're right.
Yeah, draft day trade. Chris Webber, played for the Bullets. Washington Bullets.
Yeah, the Bullets, yeah.
Yeah, Sacramento Kings, multi-team all-star, drafted 93.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, just shake up some time on the draft day.
Yeah.
Why not?
Let's
see. What else do we got here? Well, you know what we didn't talk about at first is we had some good grub, brought some El Pollo Loco. Yeah. And El Pollo Loco is known for their chicken, right?
Right.
What did they not have today?
They didn't have chicken.
There you go.
Can you believe that? Went to go pick it
up. Welcome to the chicken place. We're out of chicken.
Everybody's walking in. The lady's saying, anybody here to order chicken? We don't have chicken other than in the salads.
I mean, was she like, attention, folks. We do not have chicken.
Yeah. She said that from behind the counter. They had, and you look on the grill because you know how El Pollo Loco does it. And that grill was not even half full of chicken.
That's crazy.
I don't know what happened, what was going on. It kind of threw the order off.
Chicken shortage.
But we made it happen. We got the tostadas chicken salad or salad and a regular chicken salad.
I love it. For fast food, like you said, that was on my top five. Yeah. El Pollo Loco, I think, came in fifth.
Yeah.
It just tastes good. It tastes fresh. And it is pretty quick. And I'm just thankful they had enough chicken for our meals.
Yeah.
And then you experienced some good customer service too, huh?
Jan, great lady. Little lady, shorter than me. She's probably in her 60s. She was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I had some questions for her because I'm thinking I'm in a hurry, but I got here on time. But And then she was out serving somebody around the tables, and I told her, you know, I appreciate her her hustle, her work ethic.
Yeah.
And she had a look on her face. You know, she was shocked that I said that. So obviously, they don't hear that enough. You know, but you could tell she's an old school worker, great work ethic. I said, I like your work ethic.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she appreciated that. And as I'm leaving, she, you know, as I'm waiting for the order, she says, what's your order number? I show her the ticket. She goes, I'm going to go get that for you.
Nice, right? Nice.
So she goes and gets it. And what does she do? She goes, do a couple bag of chips in there for you.
Ah, there you go. Right? See? Yeah, so, man.
But she was great.
That's great. Yeah. It's always good when you find, you know, there was just down the street at a Jack in the Box, I used to get their crispy chicken sandwich, Southwest chicken salad. Their salad, really good. So I'd get that coming home from work every now and then.
Right.
And they had a guy there that was so courteous and polite and professional. Yeah. And every time I'd go through with Julie, I'd be like, I almost want to build a business to hire this guy. Like, he was that good. It's like, I'm sure somebody at some point grabbed him because he was only there for like a year. But just, you know, when you get good customer service at a place like that, because, well, the case isn't true anymore. They're not making much. They're making pretty good money now. Some places, right. I don't think Nevada's really caught up to like California or whatever it may be. But like you said, she's a little bit older and she's there working.
Yeah.
And for somebody to give her a compliment, not only did you make her day and she got a tip where they probably don't get many tips or whatever it may be, but she's going to talk about that for the next month. She's going to call her daughter or grandkids. Yeah. Like, that's a big deal. Yeah. So I love to hear that. Speaking of food.
Yes.
Julie and I, well, wait a minute. 2 nights ago, we celebrated your birthday. It was a couple of days after.
Thank you.
Where did we go? We went to...
That was a great time. We went to El Michoacan.
Yeah, Lindo.
Lindo Michoacan. I'm sorry. Lindo Michoacan in the Palace Station. It's new.
Back of the Palace Station.
It's a newer one.
Yeah.
Very nice in there. Very clean. Food was good.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
You could throw the video out there.
What else?
Had the birthday song sung for me. Hey! Sombrero put on the hat.
Happy birthday.
A shot put in my mouth without me knowing it coming. Good thing I'm not allergic to alcohol, right? Yeah. Or good thing I'm not a recovering alcoholic or anything like that. But could you imagine?
I know.
But no, it was good. It was a fun time.
Yeah.
It was nice. Very it was nice. Good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was a good time. You and Julie and I went out, but that's a good point. And you know what's funny is I was telling somebody we both know today. I won't name, but they are a recovering alcoholic.
Yeah.
And I was telling them, I actually showed the video.
Yeah.
And the person was like, "Oh, is that alcohol?" And I said, "Yeah." And he was like, "Oh man, like, did he know?"
I love the
spirit of the whole singing and the hat and the shot. I get it. I don't want to be Debbie Downers about it, but what if it's a freaking recovering alcoholic? And that guy pretty much said boom.
And I don't drink much. We go out maybe a couple beers and that's it. Liquor, I really don't do liquor. I can't remember. You know, I'm not. Yeah. I never really got into liquor. But then we talked about that.
Or, alcohol in general is just it's not a big part of my life. It never has been. And I can't lie. A couple years ago, draft days, NBA draft days with George. Yeah. I mean, that was kind of the exception to the rule. But that was years ago. So when I was talking to this person today, I could see it in their face. Like, man, I don't like that. And
we talked about that.
Yeah, like you said, allergic to alcohol.
As you're allergic Holy to smokes. It, and you don't know what's coming. And
yeah.
But, you know, it was fun. Overall, it was fun. It was a good time.
And then we went and got some dessert after.
Then we got some dessert.
For like the third time in
third time in like 10 days.
Yeah. We go to the golden, what is it called? The Brass Fork, which is their cafe. And got the, either, the, one day it's the Brownie Sunday. This one was the Kabuzuki or
kind
of half cookie, half brownie.
Yeah.
So that was on Monday night.
Brewski, whatever it was.
And then last night, Julie and I went down and ate at the tailgate. I can't remember the second name of the word, the tailgate restaurant.
Tailgate Social.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It was great. We got there during happy hour, so we got their tailgate nachos and some cheese quesadillas, and I got the oysters Rockefeller.
Yeah.
$1.25 per oyster, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, phenomenal, yeah.
And man, they tasted so good. And then after that, Julie and I went and got a dessert at the Brass Fork again. So that was the fourth dessert in 10 days.
Showed me the picture. That was great.
Yeah, we called Mike, sent him a picture. Good stay. I'm excited to get up to the Red Rock for a couple days. You know, this time of year, even though it's staying in town, we get to do something different and have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a coach, I don't get to leave too much. I could, you know, get some vacation time to get out of town. Like, you know, we went to Carlsbad a couple weeks ago, and we can get out of town, but it's always great when you can. That's why I love Vegas. Yeah. Is, you know, a staycation in Vegas is kind of like a little mini vacation.
Mini vacation, yeah.
And Red Rock is 18 seconds from my house with a phenomenal pool, great restaurants, a few restaurants that we want to try that we haven't tried yet. And, you know, shoot into work for a couple hours and shoot back to the resort.
Yeah,
so a little bit of best of both worlds. But yeah, it was fun. Birthday dinner was fun. And to put a bow on that 50 and over tournament, man, they got, can you see that?
I didn't even notice that the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, Dan.
I mean, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that.
It's physical, though. That's good. I like that. I mean, I like it.
Listen, I learned quickly in the first game when we played Houston. This is going to be a physical tournament. Yeah. Like these guys were here. They come again. They come from all over the country, paying a lot of money to come to this tournament.
Yeah.
And I'm just walking in like I hadn't played a full game in about 6 months. But it was fun. It was a good group of guys. I got to play with Coach Tracy. They had a couple different age brackets. These guys are lifelong friends. And it was a blast. I'm excited. Next year, I'll probably get in a little bit better shape for it because I could not move for about 48 hours after that. It was bad. My knees were swollen. My neck's still not right. You notice I'm kind of turning like this. But I don't know. It was super fun. And one of the cool parts about it, kind of coach's corner but not, is as so many things happened before, during, and after that tournament that I could relate with my basketball players. Okay. So I'd make little videos and tell them, like, and I'll share one with you. Is after the first game, we beat Houston, and we had about 5 hours in between games. So I drove home because I live in Vegas. Yeah. So I drove home, picked up Julie. We got lunch, got to sit back, relax, hydrate, all that stuff. Get back in the car, start driving down to Henderson, which is about 40 minutes away from my house. And I'm like, where's my uniform? Because it's uniform, like it's full-blown uniforms. Yeah. I couldn't find my uniform top. I had my shorts, couldn't find my top. I'm like, oh, man. I'm about 15 minutes into the drive to Henderson. I'm like, I got to turn around and go home. I think it's at home now. I might be late for the game. Like, I'm poor time management by me. Go home. I was like, I didn't bring it in. Couldn't find it. Get in the car. Text the group. Now I'm driving to the game, and we're playing the defending champs. Yeah. This is the champs, the team that won it all. That's who we're about to play. Very good team. A lot of pros, a lot of former players. Mm-hmm. And I'm driving in there thinking, I'm going to let my team down. Like, again, I had that feeling from a player's perspective. I'm going to show up. I don't have my uniform. I'm not going to be able to play. I just had a great game. These guys are all excited to play with me. And now I'm going to let them down. And I had those thoughts and feelings. And I'm like, man, I'm like, you know what? Let me just go. I get there. Somebody found my jersey, gave it to me. I ended up playing, and we knocked off the team that won it all. So I kind of made a little video to my girls about being prepared, leaving early and making sure you got your stuff. And it happens to me, the coach. Like, but that feeling of, man, I'm, you know, nervous. So it was a lot of fun. I hadn't played in a tournament like that probably since Chuck Minker.
Back in those days.
I mean, 3-4 games in a day.
In a day, yeah.
So it was, you know, 52 years old. It was a...
Oh, that's a lot, man.
It was a lot
back then when we were doing it at Meeker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. The first game was at 11 a.m. And so 24 hours, and we finished at 2. So what is that? 24, 25, 26, 27 hours. I played 5 games in 27 hours.
That's tough.
And I did not come out much. So anyway, it was fun. We're going to get Eric Lopes on the line.
Oh, Eric, yes.
East Sweat.
Eric.
Let's see how much I want to give you about Eric Lopes. Now, Eric said,
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He's down to talk about the Celtics win, not so much the draft, because he doesn't follow the draft like most.
Hello?
E Sweat is in the building.
What's going on, man?
Eric, you're on live with the Doodoo and Foo Show. We're super happy to have you. We're just filling them in a little bit about you. We're not going to talk draft because, who cares, right? Celtics won a championship.
That's it. That's all we got to talk about.
Okay. But there are a couple Dukies, and we know that you're a big fan of Duke. A couple Dukies in the draft. And but let's just skip right to the meat of the bones. Tell us about how you're feeling with the Boston Celtics winning Banner 18.
I tell you, I saw something interesting the other day on Facebook. Somebody posted, you know how they always put these two teams together and they say who would win based on, you know, 10 years ago?
Yep.
They had the 08 versus the 24 Celtics. 08, 24, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
But it was kind of interesting because 75-85% was all choosing the 08 team.
Yep.
And I kind of looked at it and I'm like, you know, Rondo was a big-time assist man, but he didn't really score well. Ray Allen was, you know, he shot his threes, but he was, to me, he wasn't really an all-star type of player. Garnett, I would give the benefit to because, he, you know, he's got 5 inches on Jaylen Brown, but Perkins would get eaten up by either Horford or Porzingis.
Yeah, that's not.
And, you know what I mean? You look at Tatum and Pierce. I mean, you could say that's a wash. I think Tatum's more athletic, but I'd shoot for the 24 over the 18.
That's a great question. What do you think, Mike?
Oof. This 24 team, they went through everybody. I mean, they looked so good. Like we said before, did they make it look this easy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was it made easy for them because of the injuries, as everybody wants to say, or did they just make it look easy?
Yeah. Who was the other guard on that 08 team? Was it was Pierce the two? Who was the two? Oh, Ray Allen.
Ray Allen.
Yeah, so now you probably got White on Allen defensively, which is that's a heck of a matchup.
Yeah.
And then you got Drew Holiday and Rondo, which again is a heck of a matchup. And like you say, Pierce and Tatum was a heck of a matchup. Yeah, no, that's that's an interesting one.
Well, I believe it's the Celtics.
I mean, I've seen Holiday Luke going blank right now. Anthony Davis, you know, with the Lakers. I mean, he's covered bigs all year. He scores in the paint.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely give him the advantage.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's an interesting one. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, no, it's exciting. I dropped a little nugget on the last podcast that this Celtics team has the record of the most 50-point wins in NBA history, the most 40-point wins, the most 30-point wins, and the most 25-point wins. I think people just, because they didn't play teams to their full potential in the Eastern Conference playoffs, everybody's just kind of saying it was a joke year, but it wasn't. They had very few losses in the West Coast, and they're about to re-sign everybody, except for your boy O'Shea.
Brissett,
Brissett's out of here.
Yeah, Cuse in the house.
Cuse used to be in the house. I don't think he's going to be in the house anymore. So everybody's back, Eric. What is the prediction for next year?
I think we're going to get Bronny James and go all the way again.
Now, the question is, do they take him at the end of the first round or the end of the second?
As trade bait?
You're going to say exactly what I just said. We just had George Thomas on. Go ahead, say it. Take him as trade bait.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want him. I mean, I don't think he's NBA ready, to be honest with you.
But do you think he will be? Do you think he will be in 5 years? Could he be a superstar? Could he be?
He's not going to be a superstar. He may play. I mean, with his dad, look at it this way. If LeBron wasn't in the draft, if LeBron wasn't an NBA player and you just saw him, would you pick him?
Oh, no. I don't think he's getting – everybody knows he's not getting drafted.
Yeah.
He's getting drafted because of his name and blah, 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 blah.
He might not get drafted. Don't be surprised if he doesn't.
And it
could be.
And if you look at his ratings, his ranking, he was – I think he was like 68, 69 about 2 weeks ago. Now, all of a sudden, he's 54 and the Lakers got the 55th pick.
Right. Yeah. That'll be interesting. I'm not rooting for or against him. I'm kind of neutral on I'm neutral on LeBron anyways. Like, I just don't – I understand the greatness, but I also – there's a lot of things I don't like, and it's not just because he's a Laker, because it was all the way back to Miami. And I don't know. I just don't – I don't love him or hate him.
Yeah.
And the same with Bronny. I really – I'm kind of indifferent about Bronny. Like, if he does well, great. If he does well in 6 years, he might be something special. I don't know. He's got those genes, man. Eric, so we just asked George Thomas. We got two questions for you. Number one, who has the best handles in the history of the NBA?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm a huge Kyrie fan.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm a huge Kyrie fan. But then you skip to my lose up there.
Rafer. Rafer Austin.
Sham God. I mean, there's a ton.
Well, see, now this is
John Crawford, you know, Jamal Crawford. There.
Yeah, Jamal Crawford is there. Yeah, Kenny Anderson.
Kenny Anderson. Marbury was decent, but I'd have to go with Irving.
Okay, so Kyrie. You and George are on the same wavelength. He said Kyrie. He didn't hesitate. He's like, it's not close, Kyrie. No, he went. So Kyrie both. Now, I'm going to give you a different second question than him. Which country invented ice cream?
Which country? Wow. That's an odd question.
Eric.
And I can't cheat in Google because I'm driving, so.
Yeah, that's why I got you and George both in the car in traffic.
Which country invented ice cream?
Hey, Surrey.
I have no idea.
Give it a guess. Come on, a country.
Which country? Canada?
Begins with a C. You were close. China invented ice cream.
How about that?
China invented ice cream.
Now we know. Now we know.
Never
thought. Well, listen, we're going to get you on the show a little bit more because we're getting ready to start talking about NFL training camp, and you're a big Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, so.
Yeah.
Wrong show.
Oh, no.
You just following Brady. Is that what you were doing?
No. I'm busting his chops. He's a Philadelphia
Die
Eagles
hard
fan.
Eagle,
yeah. Diehard Eagles. Yeah. As a matter of fact, he came out. Eric was out this winter, and we hung out at my brother's house and had some of the most amazing food. What was that? What was that dish?
Oh, yeah. Hawaiian sliders.
Oh, those Hawaiian sliders were unbelievable. My brother's wife made them. Yeah, no, unbelievable. But we sat and watched a Philly Eagles game. It was a close game too. Did they come from behind and win that?
Yeah, they did.
They did, yeah. And I actually found myself rooting for them because, you know, us Patriots fans don't have a lot to root for nowadays. But it's going to be a minute. But listen, we're going to get you on the show a little bit more when football starts rolling around. And good luck to your guy Flipkowski out of Duke.
I was just going to ask you, Eric, where do you think he goes? How early do you think he goes?
Late first round, maybe.
Okay.
Yep, that's right. Where I have him.
Okay.
Yeah, I have him, without telling 18, George where I have 18. Him. I have him 24. I have him a little bit later than most.
I think there might be a surprise.
What was George saying?
Well, I don't know. That's we trade lists at the deadline when the trade starts. So I'll see his list. He'll see mine, blah, blah, blah. This old little game we play.
Well, hopefully we'll be out there in October, so.
Yeah, we'll get you live on the show, right in the studio.
Yeah, there we go.
Sounds good.
All right, bud. Have a good night.
Hi, Eric.
Happy birthday to Mike.
Hey! Happy birthday, Eric. Throw a shot down.
My man.
Lucille's in October.
Yeah. Lucille's.
Ah, there we go.
There we go.
Perfect.
All right, bud.
All right, brother.
We'll see you.
All right. Bye. Always good to hear from him.
Another good example, too, as we're sitting here talking about birthday and blah, blah, blah. Eric doesn't drink.
Yep. You're right.
Doesn't drink.
Yeah. Can you imagine if we did that for his birthday and all of a sudden, bang, right?
I know. Yeah. Crazy. And it's something we would have done. Hey, our buddy's coming birthday. I don't know how we got back on it. Yeah. But yeah, you talk about Eagles fans, man. Eric's he's top of the list, man. He is a diehard Eagles fan. But well, what do you think? I know you don't watch the draft quite as much, but you got the Knicks. We actually discovered, you know, there's a trade before. Yeah. There was a trade yesterday.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
Well, they got Mikal Bridges, right, from the Nets.
Straight from Villanova.
Straight from Villanova. It's one of the guys the Knicks have been looking at for a couple of years. They've been a few guys on that list have been looking for that breakout player, that scorer, or another scorer. I think it's great if they re-sign OG.
Yeah.
Right, if they get OG back with Bridges, Randall stays healthy. I think the Knicks are going for it next year.
Yeah, they're gonna make a run.
We'll find out, obviously, because of OG. But they gave up a bunch of draft picks, which is what they've been accumulating anyways to get this big player. Donovan Mitchell's always been on that list.
Yeah.
Murray's been on that list.
Jamal Murray,
Bridges
has
been on the list.
Yeah,
Jamal Murray.
Yep.
But they finally went out and got Bridges.
Yeah. It's a big hit, man.
Yes.
I mean, the Knicks got better now.
If they
can keep OG, see what happens in the draft. They do have two late first round picks in the draft this year. So will they package them? Do they need a draft pick? Do they package those up and try to get a couple picks next year? Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be interesting. But Yeah, I don't know. You know what? This draft is interesting, not just because of the uncertainty of so much of it. I just, you know, so many weird names, like the two big men, Klingham.
I think he's moving up.
He is moving up. Yeah. He has moved up.
Yeah.
I have him pretty high.
Yeah.
I've seen lists that have him even higher.
Oh, yeah. That's,
and then
yeah.
you got Zach Edey at, you know, around the somewhere in the teens. You just don't know how these guys are going to be. It's such an unpredictable draft. And even some of the guards out there, there's not a lot of name recognition with this draft.
No,
and we talked about it a couple months ago. There was more name recognition in the WNBA draft.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Than there is. Like I'm making the list. I do this every year since 1988, apparently. Yeah. I don't know 80% of these names. I mean, once I look up what college they're from, then I can kind of piece it together. But there's so many names on here that I have no clue. So I'm excited. It's going to be we'll have an answer next week, whether it's Wednesday or Thursday we do the show. We'll have a recap of the draft. We'll have George on because we'll put it this way. George will call in if he wins.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, he won't. So if I win, I'll be bragging. If he wins, I'm sure he'll want to call in. And NBA draft. How about
that? It'll be fun. I think that Connect is moving up too, right?
Oh, he's
Tennessee,
tough.
Right?
Yeah, Dalton. Is it Dalton?
Dalton Connect.
Yeah, no, he's moving up. He's got some draft buzz
shoot.
About him.
He can score.
He can find it.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, he's a little bit like McDermott. A little bit.
Yeah.
McBuckets. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that it translates in the NBA. It might not. And we didn't even get to, which we're out of time now, but we didn't even get to the press conference with J.J. Redick. Some of the stuff coming out of that. Holy smokes, what a train wreck. But anyway, we're at the end of our time today. Want to thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back either Wednesday or Thursday next week. We'll decide. Yeah. I don't know. I guess our options are Wednesday, do it early. Thursday, do it here. Or maybe Thursday, do a remote show for 4th of July. Try the equipment out somewhere else.
And
we'll do that. So have fun on your trip.
Thank you.
And then we'll be back and hopefully we'll get a few more call-ins. If you guys have any interest in commenting or being part of the show, reach out to me directly and we'll get you on. Thanks again, everybody. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Take care.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.